Avi asked me to discuss either Inyan Tishrei or the Parsha, and I thought I'll discuss Inyan Parsha, which has intrigued me for many years, never had time and effort to put myself into it. And the starting point is the matter of Moshe, the staff, the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a stick, which in Parshas, Shmois Va'era Boi B'Shalach, is used in various different ways. And it always intrigued me, what is the stick? How does it go? Where does it come in? When Aaron uses a stick, is it the same stick? Is it a different one? A lot of steers in the psukim, contradictions all over the place. And start with a few questions just to whet the appetite, and then try and go backwards a bit to a little bit of the history. If we start in Parshas Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there. Hashem says to him, "Ma zeh b'yadecha? What's this in your hand?" And he says, "Mata, it's a stick." The question they all ask is, what's Rabbi Shalom asking? What's he answering? What's going on? And he told him to throw it down on the floor, and it became a nachash, became a snake. Parshas Va'era, they're making a similar simon for Pare, they're making a simon for Klal Yisrael, making throw the stick down, it became a snake. In Parshas Va'era, it says Aaron had to throw the stick down, and it became a tannin. Is a tannin the same? Rashi seems to say a tannin is the same as a nachash. If it is the same, so the question is asked, so why are we using different words? Well, why are we saying, why are we calling it once a tannin? And why was once Moshe and once Aaron? What's the significance of that? That's question one. Then you come to Makas Dam. Come to the beginning of Makas Dam when you're told to take the stick. It says at the beginning, the psukim say, when you're going to do Makas Dam, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Go to Pare when he's going to the water, as we know he was doing whatever he was doing over there. Take the stick which had been changed into a nachosh. It doesn't say the stick which you've just changed into a tannin, whatever a tannin is, which we could come to. It says the stick you're taking to a nachosh. You should take it. Again, why? You're changing backwards and forwards. And it goes further. It says Moshe said to Pare by Makas Dam, I am going to hit the river with a stick in my hand. And we were all taught in Cheder that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit the river. Aaron HaKohen did it because Moshe Rabbeinu had a issue of HaKaras HaToiv because the water hit him. But he didn't say, he said to Pare, I'm going to do it. The water in the river, now Chudon is going to change into blood. Two psukim later, Hashem says to Moshe, tell Aaron, take your stick and stretch it out, and it doesn't mention the Yair over there. It mentions all the other waters. Now, Harosa, Miriam, Magmei, it doesn't say Ha Yair, the main river, the river Nile. It doesn't say that there. Again, what's happening? And the next pasuk, the boys in school asked me, but the Mefarshim asked me as well. I noticed from the boys, Vaya'asu chein Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe and Aaron both did what they were told. Kasher tzev Hashem. Again, according to the way we're taught in school, Aaron did it. What's Vaya'asu chein Moshe and Aaron did what? What did they both do? And then again it changed. First it says the Yair, and then the water changed, and it said backwards and forwards, it keeps changing. We come to Parshas B'Shalach, is this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, twice we have the Matter in this week's Parsha, possibly more, but twice, two main times. One is obviously when Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu is told, Hore Mesmatcha, lift up your stick, Unateyas Yadcha, Alayam. And the Medrash in Tehillim asks already, Hore Mesmatcha, lift up your stick, Unateyas Matcha, stick out your stick, what's Unateyas Yadcha, pick up your stick, stick out your hand, what's going on? And then later, at the end of the Parsha, we're talking about hitting the rock. We're here, we're supposed to hit the rock, not like later on in Sefer Bamidbar. Here, he's supposed to hit the rock. What does it say? It says, take the matter with which you hit the river. Take the matter, as a Loshon HaPasuk. Let's find the Pasuk. It says, the makesh kisa boyes hayo'ir tikach biodecha, and that's the one. But we said Aaron hit the river. Who hit the river? Did Moshe hit it? Did Aaron hit it? Kahena, a lot of different questions which we'll try and address. So before we start, let's go back to the history of it. And we have a Mishnah in Avos, a very famous Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Pirik Hei of Avos that there were a number of things which were made Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. 10 different things were created possibly 11, we'll see. 10 different things were created on Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos in the first week of Maaseh Bereishis, on Friday afternoon, just before Shabbos came in. These were the very last things. These were the things which actually made Vayechulu HaShamayim Va'aretz. These were the ends, the things which finished off, completed the Shamayim and the Aretz. And they were Pi Haaretz, Koirach, Pi HaBe'er, Pi HaOsein, Keshamayim, VaHamateh. The Mateh was created then. And there's a Machloek in the Farshim, does it mean Mateh Shal Moshe or Mateh Shal Aaron? Was it Moshe's stick, which was used for all these oases, or Aaron's stick, which we're going to see later, was the one which flowered with Vayotzitz. It had almonds and flowers and fruit all at the same time on it. Which Mateh? One of these Matehs was created by Nashmashes. Not only that, I'll add to that, one of the other things created by Nashmashes was Pi HaBe'er, the well which was Pashtus, one would assume, that the most important function, the biggest nace that the stick ever did, was the Be'er. And here we're saying it wasn't, because the Pia Be'er was already created. It was there already. The Mateh was just there to open it up. But the Mateh was created by Nashmashes. And the question is, again, why? What's happened? And what's happened to it from Ben Hashmashas till now? There are many, many various Midrashim. There is, the Targum Yonason alludes to it, but I found the Machzor Vitri here. I heard it from elsewhere, but this is where I saw it myself. The Machzor Vitri on Pirkei Avos, in the back of, and in these particular Mishnayos, says the following. He says, there was no other stick like it in the world. It had the hidden name of Hashem written on it, engraved on it. And Adam Rishon had it from Maaseh Bereishis. The Adam Masri Lashes, Adam handed it down to his son Shes. The Chal Hadairois Masaruhu Zelazeh, it went down through the generations till Yaakov Avinu. Actually, already Yaakov Avinu Mitzrayim. Yaakov brought it down to Mitzrayim and Masri Yosef. He handed it over to Yosef. Och Shemes Yosef, when Yosef died, and Yosef was the Prime Minister of Mitzrayim, Chipsu Avde Pare Komasha Vesai, they stole everything which was in Yosef's house. The Avde Pare, the servants of Pare came in, and they said, right, this is all, you know, treasure belongs to the crown, this is a treasure trove, and they took it all, and they put it, V'hinichub V'esknozot Pare, put it in Pare's treasury. V'hoyo Shom Yisroi Chosen Moshe, Yisroi, as we know, Midrashim say, was one of the advisors of Pare at that time, so he was there, and Yisroi went. Sagnini Pare was one of the people who could see in the stars of Pare, the astrologers of Pare. The Yoda Mitoich Estagnilise Chashivus Hashemate, he worked out from the stars that this staff is a very important staff, very important, and he took it. Venotla, he nicked it, he stole it from the treasuries of Pare. Veshosu Begambesa, and he planted it in the garden of his house in Midian. Venishtarish Baret, and it grew roots. Now remember, Rashi says, and Mepharshim say, there's a lot of rayas, that it was made of sapphire. Somehow or other it grew roots, it got stuck in the ground somehow or other. And he saw with his foresight that whoever would uproot it would then end up being the savior of Yisrael. But he used to ask people to try and pull it up, and they were unable to. When Moshe came, and picked it up and uprooted it, he put Moshe into a prison in his chatzah, into a pit, because he didn't really want Moshe Rabbeinu to save his life. He said, this is the Saviour. He's picked up that stick. He's this mighty person. And Yisrael said, no. He put him away in prison. But Tzipora nichnas avosei, Avashal Moshe Belibot Tzipora, who was later going to be married to Moshe, she asked her father to let him free. Then Yisrael let her get married to him, as we found out, etc. And that is the history of this matter that it came down. This is not, as I said, not a Machzor Vitri. Targum Yonason says it on the Pasuk. Targum Yonason says, Vayoyel Moshe Loshevet Sesoish, Moshe Rabbeinu was willing, he wanted to live with Yisrael, and he gave Ayitin as Tzipora Bitter, and Moshe he gave his Tzipora Bitter. He says this whole story here in Kibikitza. The Chachim Ru'uel, the Orak Moshe and Kolon Pare, when Ru'uel Yisrael found out that Moshe Rabbeinu had run away from Pare, Tolak Gasi Luguva, he threw him into a prison, threw him into a pit. And Tzipora, here it says she was his granddaughter rather than his daughter, okay, whatever, she fed him, the sister in secret. Bizman Isarti Shnim for 10 years, so at the end of those 10 years, Afkim in Guve took him out of the pit. He went into the garden of Ruhel. And he was davening to Hashem. He found this special stick, this Berias Beni Shimshasa, which had been created in Mitzvahs. He saw on it this Shem Hashem written on it, and he took it out, etc. So this is, and he says, because of that, Moshe wanted to stay there, because of the stick. That's Pshat in Pasuk, Yoyel Moshe L'Sheves Esoish. So this is a little bit of the history, but I haven't answered any of the questions for the moment. So we come back to the Pesukim. Pasuk says, in Parsha Shemois, he was asked, Hashem said to Moshe, Ma zeh biyodecho? What is this in your hand? Vayomer mateh. And he said, it's a mateh. And again, we repeat the question, and say, what was he trying to say? What was the question? What's Hashem asking him? And what's Hashem answering? And the Mefarshim say that there's two types of times when Rabbeinu Shlom asks questions to people. Rabbeinu Shlom knows the answers anyway. There's when he's being matmiya on them, like with Cain and Hevel, he says to Cain, "Ei Hevel Achicha, where is your brother? Where is he?" Demei Achicha Tzekim. And then there's where he says to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, on a number of occasions he says, "What is this? What do you see in front of you?" Ma Taroya Yirmiyahu, what do you see in front of you? And the pshat over there is he's trying to challenge Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and similarly over here Moshe Rabbeinu, challenge him to interpret what he sees. He's not saying, Avad Hashem knows there's a matter. He's saying to Moshe, what is this stick that you see in front of you? And he says, it's a matter. Now, what's a matter? So the Malbim says there are three types of sticks. Three types of people you see carrying a stick around. You've got one, is an old man, he needs a stick as a mishenes, as a support. It's a walking stick, it's a support. That's called a mishenes. Mishenes hakone harotzutz b'nei odom. You've got a second type, which is called a makel. A makel is for hitting things. A shepherd uses a makel to hit the sheep, to hit the cows. It's gone. A mater is a symbol of importance. Yeah, a rebbe walks around with a gold top stick. That's a symbol of his importance. A king had his scepter. That's a mater. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is a matter. This is not a mishenes. This is not a support. This stick is not a makel for hitting with. This is a matter. This is a symbol, a special symbol of the Rabbeinu Shem. And the Rabbeinu Shem was happy with that. That's what he wanted him to say. So he said, Mazeh biyodecha. And then he said to him, Ashlichehu aratza, etc. And it became a nachosh. Because the point of a nachosh is that a nachosh is always the opposite of ruchnias, etc. How it goes through with that. So then Moshe Rabbeinu had understood the first thing. Next thing is it says he picked up the stick. He picked up, where does it go? It says he picked up the stick by the tail. So it says, V'yom Hashem HaMoshe Shlach Yodcha, stick out your hand, V'echoz Novoi, and hold on to its tail when it's a snake. Suddenly it became a stick bechapoy in his palm. In chaf is his palm. Should say beyodoy. What's bechapoy? What's the special thing of bechapoy? So here the Tziv suggests an idea. He says that he asked this question beyodoy mi boy. It should have said in his hand. He said no. He got hold of it at the end, at the weakest part, which is its tail. Obviously, that's the easiest part to hold. That's so he got hold of it there. When he got hold of it, when it turned back into a stick, he should have been holding it the wrong way up. The tail is obviously the bottom end of the stick. And no, the top end of the stick ended up in his hand. As he's saying that until now, Moshe Rabbeinu, who'd grown up in the house of Paro, and who'd been brought up with a group of people, wasn't really the type of people you'd expect the leader Christ had brought up with. Until now, Christ had regarded him as a Zanov. Aaron HaKohen, he's the leader, he's the man, he's the descendant of Levi, he's the older one, and he's the one who's been growing up and learning Torah his whole life. Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's saying, no, this is where Moshe Rabbeinu was shown by the Rabbeinu Shem, no, you are now, you've changed from a Zanov, from a tail, into the top end of the stick. The stick turned around and he had bechapay in his hand. One thing. Now, if you learn later on, there's a question, I mentioned the question before, in Parshat Bashach, our week's Parshat. The Rosh asked the question, and Medrash Tehillim asked the question. This is not upside down, it's just bound upside down, you know. It says, but in this week's Parshat, it says by the Yam Suf, it says, Ata hore mismatcha, lift up the stick, and teyasyotcha, and stretch out your hand. And they ask the question, what does it mean? Should say, lift up the stick, stretch out your stick, or lift up your hand, stretch out your hand. Why? Lift up your stick and stretch out your hand. Question. Two answers, the Rosh gives. Two brilliant answers, both of which have intrigued me for many years, and I say it over whenever I can, these two answers, because they're both them beautiful answers. Answer number one, he says the following. He says, Klal Yisrael had a big time on Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's nothing. He has no personal power. What he's got is, he's got this magician's wand. If we had that, we'd also manage to do all these brilliantness. We'd do it as well. What's so special? What Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He's got a stick, he's got a magician's wand, he says, you know, whatever the words he says, and the stick does the whole thing. So, Rosh says, in this place, in Kriyas Yam Tov, Hashem said to him, Hore mismatcha, lift up your stick and put it aside. Put it down. When a teyas yodcha, do your hand. I want to show Klal Yisrael that it's not the stick, it's you yourself. One pshat. Second pshat, he says, even more. He says, a moshel. Imagine a moshel. All good mosholim we know start with, once upon a time there was a king. So you've got a king. The king's got a beautiful paradise, a beautiful orchard with beautiful trees, and he's got the best gardeners tending to it. And he puts a big wall around it and says, I don't want anybody in. This is just for me. Just for me by myself, so that I can relax there. I'll go there whenever I want, and I can just enjoy the peace, enjoy the quiet, enjoy the beautiful smell of the flowers and the fruit and what have you, all the different things. And he put a guard at the door, one entrance. He put a guard at the entrance, says to the guard, you must not let anybody in except me. And I come, you can let me in. Nobody else with any excuse whatsoever. The days passed, and the king's favourite minister fell ill. He fell ill, and he's falling ill. He's almost, you know, got very, very ill. The doctors are working hard to cure him. Slowly comes back, and he's in convalescence. And in convalescence, he wants to see a beautiful place. He really thinks, the king's orchard, that's where I want to be. That's the best place for me. The best place is, I'll go to the king's orchard, and I really enjoy it. And he goes to the king and says, please, do me a favour. Let me go into that orchard. And the king says, yes, of course I am, but I've got a problem. There's a guard at the door. There's a guard at the door. So he says, what should we do? He says, here, take my ring. He took it off his signet ring. The signet ring, as we know, through the Torah, the signet ring of the king is very significant. Paro gave his ring to Yosef. Achashverosh gave his ring to Mordechai. This is the symbol of his kingship. Gives it to the minister and says, go and show this to the guard at the gate, and the guard at the gate will open it up and let you into the palace. And so he went, the minister went by himself with this ring, and he showed it to the guard. The guard said, I'm sorry, my orders are not to let anybody except the king in with any excuse. You can show me this ring till the kingdom come. That's not going to help you anything. And so the minister got a bit upset, went back to the king. The king gave a big, big smile. He said, you know, he's right. He's doing his job. That's what I said to him. I said to him, he shouldn't go. So he says, what are we going to do? I'll come myself. So the king comes. Imagine the king's coming with his pamali, with all his the guards, and all the people who come with the king when the king goes, or the entourage, everybody goes with him. They all come together, and the guard's sitting there thinking, uh-oh, I've made a big mistake. I've made an enormous mistake. And he starts running away. And the king calls him back and says, no, don't run away, it's fine. You did exactly what I said. From now on, you open to the minister as well, without the ring. He's allowed in just like I am. And he says, that's what happened at Kriyas Yam. So my separation, Hashem said to the Sar Shelyam, the Malach in charge of the sea, you must not change your borders. You stay where you are unless I tell you to. So comes Kriyas Yam. So Moshe Rabbeinu is there by the Yam Suf. He says to Hashem, what are we going to do now? Hashem said, well, you go. You're going to have to go and split the sea. Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, I can't. The Sar Shelyam is not going to listen to me. He's not listening to me. Why should he listen to me? So Hashem says, take the stick with my name written on it, and show it to the Sar Shayam. Show it to the Malach of the sea, and he will split the sea. And he showed it to the Sar Shayam. Sar Shayam said, no. Hashem said, only for Hashem himself. So Moshe goes back to Rabbi Nishim, and Rabbi Nishim says, oh, you're right, I'm going to come myself. And Rabbi Nishim comes with his Pamalia, all his Malachim come, and the Malach of the Yam sees, and he thinks, again, I've made a mistake. Hayom Rav Ayonah, it's the Yazar Shayam saw, and he ran away. Hayom Rav Ayonah, he ran away. And Hashem said, no, come back. Ma lecha hayom ki sonos. What are you running away for? You did it right, you did right. But from now on, for Moshe himself, without the stick, you should split. So Atari Mismatcha, try with the stick, didn't work. Nateas Yadcha, but once he'd gone the second stage of the story, Nateas Yadcha. That's what's happening over there. That's what the Rosh says. This second pshat he brings from Medrash Shecha Tovin to him. Now, the problem with this whole thing is, in Makas Dam, if you come back to Makas Dam, to last week's, but the week before last, for Parshas Va'era, it says a very similar Loshen, and there they don't ask. It says there, the Loshen says, Kach matcha, unate yadcha. Take your stick and stretch out your hand. So if we're already asking, Hore mes matcha, unate yadcha, we ask the same question here, nobody seems to notice, everybody's fine, Kach matcha, unate yadcha. Well, you know, what's going on? Is you're going to have the same mishkodes? You're going to approach it in the same way. So here again, I'd like to quote the Nativ again. And Nativ says over here, "Kach matcha." Over here, he asks a slightly different question. He says, "Your stick. You're holding your stick. What do you need to take your stick? You're always holding your stick. You already told him before to take the stick and go with it." It says, you take it in your hand. So why is he saying it again? Kaches matcha a second time. See, he suggests the following idea, which fits in with the idea we said before. He says, normally, you're holding a stick, you hold it at the end. You're walking a stick, and you're holding it at the top end. Over here, Aaron was being told to take a stick and to wave it around over all the different water bodies of water in Mitzrayim. Hold it in the middle. Pick it up and hold it in the middle. You're not holding it at the end and waving it. Kach matcha unateis yadcha. So it's not stretching out the stick, it's stretching out your hand. That doesn't work in Parshas Beshalach, in our Parshah, because it says, Hore mes matcha. Lift it up and then stretch out. Then you've got a question. That's the Rosh asks. Lift up your stick, stretch out your hand. Doesn't make sense. But here it says, Kach matcha. Change your grip. Hold it in the middle. Hold it in the middle of the stick. The exact wording, if I can find it. He says, I can't find the exact words. Here we go. He says, the Medrash Rabbah says, Kach es matcha, take your stick, hero lo makal, he showed him a stick. He says, what does he mean? L'chaya tomua mein, wait to Medrash, where's it coming from? What's going on over here? He says, no. Whenever it says, normally, you hold it at the top end, like we said. Here, he took it in the middle of the stick, or moto yado ima, and then he moved his head, stretched out his hand with it. Now, the problem is, earlier in the parasha, it says, by Aaron also, kaches matchava hashlech lifnei faro yihilasanin, take your stick and throw it down. And there, you didn't need to hold it in the middle. So why over there does it say, kach, take it? So he's saying over here, we see a special drash. They had to show it as a makel, and we said before, what's a makel? A makel is not a symbol of importance. A makel is a symbol of punishment. So this is what he's saying here. Kach es hamata to Aaron, he says, take the stick, show it to Paro that this is a warning. This is not just a stick. It was a warning. I'm holding up a stick against you, and then throw it down. So the kach in two different places means two different things. With Aaron, who's about to throw it down, it means lift it up as a warning. The second shat time with Aaron, when he's about to wave it around over the Nahari, it says, kach, change your grip, hold it in the middle. And then you don't have the question as in Parshas Beshalach. Now, if we come back to some of the other questions on Makas Dam we were asking, I'm going to say over on Abar Benel, who says a completely different Mahalach, and I have to be makdim that it's not like the Gemara, and it's not like a lot of the Chazals, but it fits in the Psukim almost beautifully. And I am sure he knew that it was not like, but Ein Machlekes Ba'Agadata, that he's allowed to say another Pshat. Chazals say, as we know, that Aaron had to do the whole of Makas Dam and Tzvardea and Kinim, because Moshe Rabbeinu had to pass to the water of the river and to the earth, etc. He was unable to do it, so Aaron did the whole thing. And therefore, when in this week's parasha it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to take, to hit the rock, he had to take the stick which he'd hit the river with, The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, this is not just a Medrash, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, from here we learn that when somebody else does something for you, it's as if you did it yourself, because actually Aaron had hit the river, and it says Moshe did it. It says, the stick which you hit the river with, take. It says, a raya, that when somebody else does something for you, it's as if you did it yourself. Not quite shluchah shalom kum, but same idea. It's as if you did it yourself. So the Gemara has clearly understood that Aaron borrowed Moshe's stick. There was only one stick. They passed it through each other, backwards and forwards. And that's that. But as I say, the Barbanel goes with a completely different idea over here. Now, the Barbanel will repeat the questions from before, just to get them clear. And then the Barbanel wants to suggest the idea is there are two different sticks with two different tachlisim, two different ideas are coming out from these different matters. One of them belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu, and one of them belonged to Aaron HaKohen. So what are they? In Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu is told, take your stick and throw it in front of Klal Yisrael, it will become a nochash. Parshas Va'era, Aaron is told, take your stick and throw it in front of Paroi, and it will be a tannin. Going on? Why one's Moshe, one's Aaron? Why one's a nochash, what's a tannin? Point number one. Then again, in Parmakas Dam, it said, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, go to Paroi, take the stick, asher ne'apach le'nochash, which has turned to a nochash, which again, according to Abraham, is going to be Moshe's stick, not Aaron's stick, with you. And then Moshe said to Paroi, I am going to hit with the Matesha B'yadi, ala ya'oir, v'nef kurudam. Later on, Hashem says to Moshe, tell Aaron to use your sticks. And they said, v'yasu chei Moshe Aaron, they both did it. Let's try and work out how the Barbanel sees these psukim. He says that in Makas Dam, there are two points. This is my understanding of how he said it. You can disagree with pleasure, but this is how I understand it. Two points in Makas Dam. One is the Odu Mitzrayim, Kiani Hashem. Mitzrayim are going to see that I am Hashem, that I am powerful, I am able, I am omnipotent, I can do what I want. For that, you don't need to turn all the water bodies in Mitzrayim into blood. The river itself is sufficient. If you turn the river into blood, you already see who's Hashem. You don't need to go around changing the other bodies of water. Why are you changing the other bodies of water into blood? As a punishment for the Mitzrayim. It's a different idea. They're going to make sure they've got a week where they've got nothing to drink. They're going to learn a bit what it's like, what type of things they've been doing to the Yidden all those years in the Shibud. They'll understand what it's like a bit. But it's two different concepts. That's why the Pasuk says, the Malbim is Marach on this, the Pasuk says, when it says that he hit the Yo'ir, was Le'enei Faroi, or Le'enei Avodov, that was in front of Paroi and his servants, because they had to see that one. When he waved it over the other waters, it doesn't say Le'enei Faroi, Le'enei Avodov. So let's try and work through the things. Moshe Rabbeinu had a stick which was there to show the Ani Hashem. That's what it's there for. It's not there as a punishment. It's there to show Klal Yisrael. Well, he went to, in last week's Parashat Shmos, he came to say that I am the Saviour. He's not coming to threaten Klal Yisrael with a punishment. He's just coming to say, I am your Saviour. So he comes with a stick which is there to show the godless Hashem. The Yadu Kershem first, Klal Yisrael, later on Mitzrayim. That's the Tafkid of Moshe Rabbeinu's stick, to show Ani Hashem. Aaron HaKohen's stick, on the other hand, at least over here, is being used as a makad, as a whip. That's what we said. He has to hold it up. He has to hold up, Aaron HaKohen has to hold up his stick, kach es matcha, to show, I'm showing you punishment here. Moshe Rabbeinu was told in Makas Dam, take your mateh, and you hit the river only. The Lashon is, Hinei anoichi makeh b'mateh shebiyodei amayim shebiyodei nef kuladom. I'm going to hit with the stick which is in my hand on the water in the Yo'ir, only in the river. And the beginning of that pasuk was, Koi oma Hashem, b'zois teida, ki ani Hashem. With this action of hitting the river, you're going to know that I am Hashem. The rest of it, something else. In the Yo'ir, everything's going to die. Doesn't say about everything else. Vinilum Mitzrayim Shteis Ma'anoir, they won't have water from the river. But from elsewhere, they can have. And then after, second stage, Aaron comes with his punishing stick. With a stick which is meant for punishment. And he says, Emoel Aaron kachmat kon teyatcha mim Mitzrayim. Go on all the other bodies of water. Over there. Everywhere there'll be water. And that's the continuation. Moshe did his bit on the river, and Aaron did his bit on the other bodies of water. Moshe did in the main river in front of Paro, because that was the point of Hashem. The water in the river turned to blood. That's all. Later on, it says, at the end of the next pasuk, that's from Aaron. That wasn't Le'eni Pharaoh. That wasn't Le'eni Avodah. Completely different thing, completely different idea. Two completely separate ideas. So, later on, that fits, in a way, easier with our parsha. In our parsha, it says, Moshe took the stick to hit the rock. Which stick? The stick. Hashem, he kisa boy es ha'ya'ir, which you, Moshe Rabbeinu, hit the ya'ir, not the other waters. You hit the ya'ir. Right, so that's basically the idea. He says you can be Moisif a little bit onto it to explain the Nachash and the Tanim. If we're saying Moshe Rabbeinu is to show that Vayodu Ki'ani Hashem, whereas Aaron's is for punishment, Moshe Rabbeinu's became a Nachash. Now, a Nachash is a dry land snake. It doesn't eat other snakes. We see where later on it says Vayivla Mate Aaron as Matosim, the Farshim say. That is the mahalach of a tanin. A tanin is a water snake. According to some people, it's a crocodile. In Ivrit, it's a crocodile takava. But Rashi seems to say it's a water snake. An anaconda or something along those lines. I don't know. Eel, they're known. The water snakes are known for eating their own species, for eating all sorts of other things. That was the symbolism of it, because he's coming to swallow up the Mitzrayim. Aaron's matter swallowed up the matters of the Mitzrayim. Moshe's matter was just a symbol of showing Ani Hashem. It's a nachash. It's a simple thing. The Yetzer Hara is a nachash. And the matter, Moshe Rabbeinu, is it's a simple idea. That's why it would fit in with the Mahalach through the Makas Dam, and then later on. Now, if we're going with such an idea, we can understand very well a Rashi later in the Parsha. I know this Mahalach is not like Rashi, but this idea is a Rashi. Rashi, at the beginning of Parsha Chodesh, Rashi says, why say Moshe and Aaron? Says because Aaron was also usually the rest of the Torah says just Moshe. What's Aaron doing over here? So Rashi says because Aaron HaKohen was involved in all the Mofsim, so if he's involved in all the Mofsim, we're going to give him the covered of also being involved in a mitzvah. Rashi says, since he worked hard, all the Mofsim, all the different makas and so on. He was included in the first mitzvah. Remember, Rashi, the first Rashi in the Torah says this is the beginning of the Torah. You know, till now, it's all introduction. This is where the Torah starts. This is it. So that's what we said. Rashi says because Aaron Sorach and the previous pasuk, which was just before the pasuk Chodesh, Moshe Aaron also says Kamitz Neidifnei Paray, which is and a spare pasuk. Rashi says just Chazara before we start pasuk Chodesh, Moshe and Aaron did these things. And I would like to add maybe to feed this Mahalach a knech inside this idea. Aaron HaKohen's middle. We know what was Aaron HaKohen's middle. Aaron HaKohen's Oyev Shalom, Roiv Shalom, Oyev Sabriyas Mekarvan LaTorah. Doesn't really fit with Aaron's whole being to be the weapon of punishment. Aaron to be the one chosen. He's the one who's got to stand up, hold a makkah, I'm going to punish you. And he's the one who's swallowing up the other people's sticks. And he's doing dam, and sardeya, and kinin. And Aaron did it because he was told to do. He was told exactly what he had to do. And he did it for that, for overcoming his middas. And doing that, he deserved here, by Yom HaShem HaMoshev, Aaron HaMetzah HaNemor, to come back to say that he would be in the first mitzvah. I've completely forgotten who, but one of the people who invented a type of very, very powerful bomb then decided he wanted to win the Nobel Peace Prize. It's a similar idea. He did. There's an idea. You don't want to be known as the punisher, especially Aaron HaKohen. Wasn't his thing. Lefidis derech, you can go further. You can say further, two sticks. Moshe Rabbeinu's stick is made out of sapphire. It was created, ben Hashmashas. It was something which was there with Shem Hashem on it. The other Mitzrayim Kinei Hashem. Aaron was a makkel, was a stick, was a punishing stick. But then later on, in Parshas Chukas, when Aaron HaKohen was told that all the Nesiim of Klal Yisrael, each one took their stick, Aaron took his stick, And he wrote his name on it. It was just a piece of wood. Then it flowered and it became a blossom because Aaron managed to change the stick. He's changed the Puranos into Shalom, into, you know, Shalom. And that we put that stick aside in the Aron HaKodesh, in the thing. That's Aron HaKodesh's stick. He's changed the whole Mahot. He's able to overcome everything, overcome his middles. Famous Rashi in Parash Baal Eischa, as it says, Vayas Kain Aaron, the Menorah, Masa Menorah, it's Vayas Kain Aaron. Rashi, the Melamed Shalei Shina, teaches us that Aaron HaKohen didn't change anything. Everybody asks, what does it mean Aaron did? Of course he did what he was told. There's all sorts of answers given. But if we say over here that Aaron all the way through is overcoming his middos, he's doing what he's supposed to do, even if it's hard, even if it's too hard, then that's the nekuda of that Rashi there. Aaron HaKohen's always Melamed Shalei Shina. Here's the Maral Diskin's Pshat in that Rashi. The Maral Diskin says that Aaron HaKohen was 10 Amos tall, as stated in Gemara. And the Mishkan was 10 Amos tall. And there were these steps to go up to get to the Menorah. He says, Aaron didn't need the steps. He was to go up the steps. He still went up the steps. Why did he go up the steps? Because he knew that otherwise his Einikler, who won't be so tall, wouldn't go up the steps. That's the idea. What time are we supposed to finish? Around now? Let's just finish off then. Trying to finish off. Yeah, so the Malbim the Malbim argues backwards on all of this. Goes right back the other way on all of this. And his first raya is that in all the other makas, what Moshe said to Paro was exactly what Hashem then said to Moshe to carry out. So here, according to this Abavanel, Moshe said to Paro, I'm going to hit the Yair, and Hashem said to Moshe, tell Aaron to do the rest. Abavanel said that just doesn't fit with the way that it goes through the other thing. And the Pasuk earlier says, Hamate hazeh tikach biyadecha asher taaseh b'yasa. He says, take this mate, it sounds like there's only one mate, you're going to do all the oisus with it. And a few other questions, and he goes with the other Maharaj, the Gemara, Rashi, etc., that there was only one mate, it belonged to Moshe, and they were just swapping it backwards and forwards. Moshe gave it to Aaron to do this, Aaron gave it back to Moshe, backwards and forwards, completely different idea. But he still has these two ideas, that there was the Oyer and the other waters, and that there was an idea of Yodukian Hashem and an idea of punishment, and there were two actions going on. But he said that Aaron HaKohen did the whole thing, like Chazal say, that over here in our parsha, it says, you took Asher Kisa Boyas HaOyer, it means because Aaron did it, but it's just as if you did it yourself. So I enjoyed very much going through this Inyan of the matter. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Yeah. Sure. Avi? Red again?
Yes, go.